Location, location, location. It's not just important in real estate. It's also a crucial factor in today's booming natural gas industry. How far away gas rigs should be from homes, schools, and waterways is becoming an important question as more wells are permitted. In Washington County, a new law is creating friction between one small town and a drilling company. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Consider Mount Pleasant Township, 20 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. Its rolling hills are covered with horse farms, cornfields, and cow pasture. But underneath Mount Pleasant, there's something else. Lots and lots of natural gas.
Well, we have over 100 wells, a processing facility, two compressor stations, miles and miles of pipelines, gathering stations, metering stations, all over the township.
Marianne Stevenson, the township's manager, has seen the impact of gas development on Mount Pleasant. Heavy trucks rumble along country roads, hauling tankers full of water and chemicals used in hydraulic fracturing, also known as fracking. This is the method used to crack open mile-deep shale formations. Drillers have used fracking and horizontal drilling to harvest billions of cubic feet of natural gas from the township. It was here, after all, that the energy firm Range Resources drilled the state's first Marcellus Shale gas well in 2004. Drilling was slow at first, says Stevenson.
And then it was just like overnight, they started coming rapidly, you know. And then when the horizontal drilling came in where they could put 8-10 wells on a pad, that's how we ended up having over 100 that quickly.
On a ride through the township, Larry Shomey points out the telltale signs of gas development. White pickup trucks, out-of-state license plates, and warehouse-sized compressor stations. Shomey is Mount Pleasant's zoning officer. In his job, he's seen other signs of the gas boom.
The gas money comes in, people come in to put in their pools and add their decks and put up their new sheds for storage of their new lawnmower.
A bonanza for some, but not all. He slows down near a house shielded by trees. Next door, a new dirt road and work trucks. A pipeline is going in there.
One down there, I had complaints from these people because they put in this road, and she said, I don't want a road next to my house.
Right.
I can't control it. There's nothing I can do.
Until recently, there really was nothing Shomey could do. It was up to the state to regulate oil and gas activity. But in 2009, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled towns like Mount Pleasant could set some limits on gas activities. They couldn't ban it or contradict state and federal rules, but they could limit where the drilling took place. So the township created what's called a conditional use law. This means that if a company wants to drill, it has to tell the neighbors exactly where the well pad will be. If the neighbors complain, a site is too close to a property line or a neighbor's house, the municipality can impose conditions on where the drilling takes place. Here's Stevenson, the township manager.
It's basically just changing the approval process. It's now giving us a little bit more control where we can regulate the environment that they drill in.
Here's where things get a little tricky in Mount Pleasant. The township cited Range for keeping trailers on its sites. That's against local zoning. Range then told Mount Pleasant if it passed its ordinance, it would leave. Other towns have similar laws, but no company had ever threatened to leave because of one of these rules. There's some debate about what happened here. Range says the ordinance came as a surprise. The township denies this. But the end result is the town passed its ordinance last week. And Range says once its current wells are completed, it will leave Mount Pleasant. Range spokesman Matt Pizzarella says his company doesn't want to negotiate with each of the state's many local governments.
There's 2,500 little units of government, all with a different set of rules. We want them to have the ability to regulate things, but we can't have 2,500 separate sets of rules that change at any given time.
Range and other drillers would prefer one set of rules for the entire state. But each town is different, says Joanne Wagner. She moved to Mount Pleasant 6 years ago. She's a full-time mom and got involved in the drilling issue when she opened her garage door last year.
My daughter was a first grader. I was sending her out to get the bus, and I opened the garage door and was slammed in the face by some sort of odor. That scared me.
There was a well pad about a mile from her house, but tests on the air were inconclusive. Wagner's alarm grew when drilling started less than a half mile from her children's school, so she got involved with a local group drawing up limits on drilling. This led to the new conditional use law.
If they can strike a balance and do it safely in, you know, the community, then I think it's fine. But I don't see that happening.
But the industry warns these rules could become de facto local drilling bans. Range's Pizzarella.
What we have an objection to is an endless process. And there are several, in fact, most of the municipalities that have conditional use never ultimately grant the permits. We have one community that the process lasted over 18 months.
There are other movements afoot to minimize the impact of Marcellus Shale drilling. The Pennsylvania Environmental Council has proposed a rule that would require drillers to justify where they put their wells. If the legislature acts on this, and that's a big if, by the way, it could be in place next spring. As for Mount Pleasant, Range says it will move its rigs down the road to less restrictive communities. It's nothing personal, says Pizzarella, the company spokesman. For Range, he says, it's just a business decision. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.